This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, I'm going to spend the first couple of segments today with my friend Dr. John Huber, and the last two segments with Chris Temple. In the last two segments, you're going to get our informed, but not, certainly not professional opinions on the subject of anger and what's going on in our country right now. I'm going to talk about that these first two segments with Dr. John Huber. John, your publicist, really a good guy, Ryan McCormick, sent me some information saying that you felt it would be appropriate to talk about potential anger that's resulting from the situation with Jesse Smollett. I want to increase the size, the scope, I guess I should say, John, of this particular discussion to talk about the anger that's going on in our country right now. I know we've talked about this before, but the reason I want to talk about it right now is because you are a respected professional in the area of clinical psychology. You deal with things like anger on a daily basis from a professional standpoint. John, it seems to me like what's going on right now between the left and the right is the left just seems to be trying their hardest to anger the conservatives, people like you and myself. Why is that happening? What is that going to accomplish for them, John?
Well, it basically becomes, in their opinion, proof that what they've been saying all along, that we're, you know, irrational, that we don't care about people, we don't care about minorities, that we are actually, you know, hate mongers, war mongers, all that kind of stuff. And the reality of it is, we're far from that. We all love and hate different people for different reasons. And, you know, it doesn't matter what background you're at. And if they can prove, though, that there's just one person, then they go through and they make a far-reaching effort to somehow try to prove that it means every single conservative, every single Republican. But if we turn around and we catch a Democrat like Smollett, who is a liberal, who fraudulently created this situation, had a grand jury say in 15 minutes or less, say, not just indict him on one, indict him on 16 different charges. The evidence is so strong that we sit back here and we say, hey, look at this guy. We don't make accusations to everybody. They start saying, oh, this is an isolated incident. You know, we're not like this. We're all not like this. This is very isolated. This is not. They immediately start covering, yet what do we hear time after time from liberal politicians? We need to use violence, any means necessary. Strike out against conservative business owners. Use violence. And it's crazy. You know, it just really is. They're trying to, what I think in a psychological term, project their own anger and hatred onto conservative people, even moderate conservatives. And it's scary because they're basically telling everybody that ignore what we do, ignore what we say, but pay attention to these people and listen to what we say about them. And it's ironic, it's oxymoronic in a lot of ways, and people are buying it hook, line, and sinker on the left, and it's pretty scary because, you know, we now are hearing the anger stories talking about, oh, we're going to have another civil war, and 42% of Americans believe that within the next 3 years we'll have a civil war. And I think, first of all, from just a logistics point of view, that is so improbable because the left are anti-gun, and the right are pro-gun. And right, if you look at gun ownership, we're talking 400 million guns owned in human public hands, not in the military, in this country. How many left-leaning people are going to stand up there and pick up a rock or a chair or a sword and go after somebody with a gun, let alone 400 million of them? It's just not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. But my question is this, and Chris and I are going to be chatting about this in the last two segments also, but you're going to have to hear what my question for John, because,
okay,
as I said, John is a professional. Chris and I are not in this particular area professionals. I don't understand what the anger is accomplishing. Let me give you some examples. The recent exoneration of President Trump in terms of the collusion of,
yes,
you know, now that is the venom that I'm seeing expressed by people like Chris Matthews and other people like that is something I just don't understand. I understand it in terms of Chris Matthews and, for example, Rachel Maddow. And the reason I say that is because they're selling a product. I don't think either one of them really care what people think about what they say. The fact of the matter is they're selling a product. They're selling a big product, as is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her big product really is much more, in my opinion, than the New Green Deal. Her product is herself. She has found basically a sentimental attachment by the liberals to her. Forget about the fact that she has no credentials. Forget about the fact that she isn't particularly well educated in the area of international relations or politics or what have you. The fact of the matter is she has sold herself very well. Now, I guess my question to you, John, is this. We have an election coming up in 2020, and what in God's name are the liberals trying to prove by going after number one, minorities, whether they are sexual preference minorities or whether they are racial minorities? What the heck are they trying to accomplish by putting these people on center stage? I don't understand it, John.
Well, they're trying to show you that, oh, they care. And that they really are the open, honest, you know, caring party. And, you know, we can say that all day, but look who repeatedly, decade after decade, contributes to nonprofit organizations out of their own pocket around this country without being forced to. And that tends to be conservative individuals. If you look at, you know, contributors from the Democratic Party versus the Republican Party, you can see this over and over and over. And what I think is happening, too, is why are people doing this? Why are they falling into this? I think it has a lot to do with groupthink. Now, it's kind of a weird situation here because it's not true groupthink. It's what I call pseudo-groupthink. Because as individuals, we can look at data and come up with pretty consistent, rational decisions. But when we get a group and everybody has the same mindset, we have to establish a hierarchy. Who is the leader? Who's the first follower? Who's the second follower? So on and so forth. And they tend to have to move to extremes in order to maintain that authority within that group. Now, taking that into consideration and the fact that so many young people like VOC and, you know, these other political leaders who are coming up who have no experience and no real training, no real background, they sit back and they surround themselves on their social media with like-minded people. They block everybody else out or they just ignore them. And what happens is they walk around with their headsets on, watching their videos on their phone, listening to their podcasts, thinking that when they're crossing a street on Park Avenue in New York City, the other 200 people crossing with them, that every one of them thinks exactly the way they do. And they move forward trying to establish their own hierarchy and who's the leader by jumping the gun, by reacting without thinking, and trying to be the most extreme within that groupthink. And that's why they're pushing this way. And that's why we get the violence. That's why we get that type of stuff, because people are not using good critical thinking skills. They're reacting off headlines.
Yeah, commercial break real quick. We're going to talk about what you just said in the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to continue with John Huber.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with John Huber. John and I did not talk off mic on this one, so he doesn't know what this next question is. But I'm going to ask John, purely he knows the answer, though I know that. John, in our country today, we have a tremendous amount of anger, and I would have to say a lot of it is rational and a lot of it is irrational. Let's talk about the clinical, the textbook description of rational anger and irrational anger.
Well, rational tends to be things that are grounded in reality, hence the word rational. They tend to be things that, that you have a legitimate angst to go after. For example, if somebody walks over and kicks the side of your vehicle and puts a big dent in it, you have a reality-based reason to be angry with that person. Irrational means something that is not tangible, that is making you upset, that you create the problem yourself. And one of those things would be freedom of speech, believing, for example, that that one politician is better than another politician. And what happens a lot of times is they have to create, that person with that irrational belief set has to create something that sounds reasonable in order to justify their anger with themselves. And they usually jump to one of those, like isms, racism, hating women, ageism, feminism, all those things. And you are that way. So obviously, you know, you are a bad person. And so everybody else should just agree with me and rationalize that you are evil, when in fact it, you can't prove a negative. So anybody can say anything about somebody else as an ism and not have to prove it, because you can't prove you're not. And it's really oxymoronic, and we see that a lot every day in this world, and that's what's scary. And it's basically, debate 101 in high school when you're on a debate team. The minute the opposing side starts using isms or calling you a name or saying you're somehow deficient or not quite part of the human race, whatever that is, you know that the facts are not on their side. And it's a pretty scary thought.
You know, that's a really interesting point, John. I appreciate you bringing that up. But let me tell you what I think is kind of the difference between rational anger and irrational anger. And I'm going to use myself as an example, okay? Let's take the upcoming election. Let's take, the presidential aspect of it. Well, I have to say, and I'm on record, I was on record a couple of years ago as saying, I support Donald Trump, but obviously a large faction of the country, at least 50%, and his approval rating as of the day that we are recording this, which is this past Thursday, folks, Donald Trump's approval rating went up to 50%, which makes me very, very happy. But let's say this. Let's say that Donald Trump's approval rating, hypothetically, slips down to 35-40%, and I maintain that our country really needs to coalesce. Our country really needs to get together. And so what am I doing? Now, I don't like the left, but I'm going to tell you, I'm taking a really hard look at potential candidates the left could bring out. And my decision is based in exclusively on hard facts. Okay, your fellow Texan, Mr. O'Rourke, is not fit to be president, based on what I know about the man. Elizabeth Warren, I would say the same thing, trying to pull the wool over the country's eyes by saying that she was an Indian. That's not her narrow.
What, she's not? Oh, my goodness.
Right, no, of course she's not. And Attorney General from California, I don't think also is presidential material. And the reason I say that is because we are in such bad straits right now, not only in the United States, Big John, but around the world, okay? And so I would say if the Democrats ran Joe Biden, I may vote for him, and my vote would be based on rational thinking and knowing the facts, instead of coming to the conclusion, which is irrational, that, well, he's liberal and so consequently he's against me. That's what I think is irrational thinking. I think you have to know the facts. Now, there's a 99% chance that that won't happen to me. There's a 99% chance that I will continue to support Donald Trump. But I think he's a little too divisive to be the president. I think it's a lose-lose situation for every entity and every person involved, including the United States. You're on, buddy.
Well, you know, and I don't want to say that it's a lose-lose situation. What we have here is a person who's not really Republican and he's not really a Democrat. He's much more of an independent, and he does things the way Donald Trump does things. He is a manipulator. He is a salesman, and he knows how to work the media. He's been in front of the media on television since the 70s. I remember watching him with Barbara Walters and being interviewed by her when he was a very young man. And on her show regularly, and it's kind of amazing to see how well he can manipulate. He ran a campaign this last time of about $200 million versus almost $2 billion on the other side, and he won. So he used 10% of the funds that the other party did that was supposed to win, that had a huge statistical lead, at least through the polling before it even got started. And he was able to manipulate. He knew how to say those erratic, bizarre, extreme things that were going to get the media following him instead of his opponents. And he worked it really well. I don't think any of his bizarre tweets or statements are by accident. I think he knows what he has, and that's a plan. And he follows through with that plan. That's why he's been so successful in the world financially. Is he sticks to a plan and he follows it, whether other people like it or not. And I think that that is what scares a lot of people. It scares people, especially, political organizations, that he can't be bought. You can't put money in his back pocket because they're already full. And it scares people, and he feels like a wild, a loose cannon. And the reality of it is he may be a loose cannon, but he looks for his targets in different ways than we ever do. And that's why he's been successful.
I agree that he looks at his targets in ways that are unique to him, and that, obviously agreeing with your statement, looks at targets in ways that we never do. I agree 100%. And that's kind of, quite frankly, Dr. Huber, that's one of the reasons that I supported now President Trump prior to the election. I pulled card from the Republican Party because I gave him a bunch of money that I didn't have.
Wow.
But having said that, again, I understand what you're saying, but I think people have to be very careful when they get involved in political discussions to not let irrational anger control them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Chris Temple. Similar conversation coming from a different side. Dr. Huber, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Al. Have an absolutely amazing interview this afternoon.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will close the U.S.-Mexico border as early as next week if Mexico does not get the flow of illegal aliens coming from Central America through Mexico into the United States under control. Hector Garza is a Border Patrol agent and says these people coming up from Central America, they have nothing to lose.
If you live in a poor country like Central America and you make your way to the United States and you know that you're going to be guaranteed a visa to the United States where you'll be able to steal somebody's identity and then be able to work, why would these people come?
later on Saturday, Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke will be holding a rally in El Paso near the border. Thousands of Palestinians are gathering on the border with Israel to mark the anniversary of year-long protests. Some of the protesters did start approaching the barrier and fence, which prompted the Israeli forces to respond with tear gas, although no one has been injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics. Got my buddy Mr. T, Chris Temple, on the line with me right now. You're going to hear some very interesting opinions from Chris and I. And I can't guarantee these are going to be politically correct opinions. And the reason I say that, not for Chris, is because of myself, my opinions. I'm getting very, very angry, as you heard during the previous interviews with Dr. Huber. Chris, the first thing I want to chat about, getting your views and then some of my views, are the results of the Mueller investigation. Now, Trump has said since day one that this investigation was concluded, that I welcome the fact that the entire, every single page of the investigation should be made public. And he's consequently, he cannot be accused for not doing it. But other people, with, I would have to say, perhaps clearer heads, are saying that's a bit of a waste of time. But the Democrats are not going to let this thing, they're not going to let this thing go. And we're going to, that's going to be the theme of the next two topics. What's your opinion on the way this Mueller thing is being handled?
Well, look, the Attorney General has the statutory authority and decision-making process as to whether the report in its entirety is released, whether parts of it are released. He might go in front of a closed-door hearing in front of Congress. But look, this has never been about truth and justice. This has been about an establishment and a Democrat Party that to this day has not even begun to get over the fact that Donald Trump was president to begin with, that nothing pleases them. I mean, we've all seen, I don't have to recount it, people that follow politics have seen this and heard this with their own eyes and ears. As soon as a report comes out, you've got people trying to change the narrative. Well, but there's this. Well, but there's that. Well, but there's still these other investigations. And without any of them really coming out and admitting that, you know what, we all lied. if there was any collusion, it was on the part of the Democrat National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign. It was on the part of the late, and at least by me, completely unlamented psychopath, John McCain, and some others to release this fake dossier that helped to start this whole thing. And I hope that now, Al, we have, at least in the Senate, where the Republicans are in charge, I hate to be partisan, but you're not going to get any investigation from the Democrats. I think that in the Senate, you should start to have some people brought to account who started this whole witch hunt in the first place at the cost of a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of attention. You've got a handful of people within the Democrat Party who have sense enough to realize that this is going to hurt them going forward, and that it has also cost the Democrat Party a lot of its own values to sign on to this fake Russian narrative and turn a party, which otherwise is supposed to be progressive and anti-war, into some of the biggest warmongers that there is. I mean, you know, without a Donald Trump and Trump derangement syndrome making them all nuts, who would have ever thought that someone like a Rachel Maddow would be a warmonger? But that's what we've gotten as a result of this. You know, and unfortunately, when you have a voice within the Democrat Party like a Tulsi Gabbard, who is one of the however many hundreds of people it is now that's going to run for the Democrat Party nomination, who has said for a while and has said again recently that this whole thing was a waste of time, and it turns the Democrat Party into a party pushing for war, and it pushes Trump into having to push for war just to prove that he's not one of Putin's puppets kind of thing. You know, that's going to be lost on a Democrat Party, which is probably going to get pushed further left next year, and against the president, who could on many legitimate issues arguably be beaten by a better candidate than the Hildebeest that the Democrats fielded last time. They may go the other direction and end up like the Democrat Party did with George McGovern in 72.
You know, I got to tell you, what the whole thing boils down to, in my opinion, is how crazy are the Democrats? I have given this a lot of, I would have to say, unbiased examination, and I stick up for the bad guys when they need to be stuck up for, and I don't stick up for them when they don't need to be supported. The Democratic Party right now, in my opinion, Chris, is very definitely on the ropes. They are a group of very intelligent, whether you're good, bad, or indifferent, they're very intelligent. They wouldn't get to where they are if they weren't incredibly smart. I was amazed at the virile that came out of the investigation for, not the investigation, but the hearing for the Supreme Court Justice. Having said that, I mean, I couldn't believe that somebody as far ahead in the party and as sophisticated as some of the leaders, some of the things that they said that were totally inappropriate, totally, totally inappropriate. So you know that this is going to be a real war. And I have to say two things about that. Number one, if the Democrats have the strength that some of the polls are showing that they have, I would say that I hope to hell that they truly get a candidate that has both feet firmly planted on the ground. And right now, I don't know where that's going to come from. Beto from Texas, if I'm not mistaken, from what I read last night about him, is not somebody who really ought to be running for president. Having said that, the virile, though, that I'm seeing coming out right now is really just part of a movie, in my opinion. I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, and I'm seeing a picture of Rachel Maddow. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, why are the Democrats, for lack of better terms, courting minorities, whether it's sexual preference minorities or whether it's minorities because of race? Why are they courting those people instead of what I would call, I don't even want to say it, you know what I want to say. Why are those people being courted? I don't understand that.
Well, look, first of all, Al, if the Democrat Party were true to what it claims to be, they would not court anybody more so than any other group. I mean, right. If you have got legitimate answers and solutions for problems in America, policies that would help people. It is not supposed to be on the basis of race or sexual orientation or.
But that's not the case today, Chris.
Well, no, it's not. And that, you know, brings out a broader issue. And that is the Democrat Party a part or a stooge even of a broader effort, which I believe it is. It's been going on in this country for a very long time to basically and by premeditation undo the social and religious and cultural cohesiveness of America. You know, it's why somebody like this actor, Jussie Smollett, had the strings pulled and had his indictment thrown out to the anger of everybody from Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, to the chief of police, to others, because someone like that is a part of a broader game plan to eradicate Christianity, eradicate European culture and heritage, and to further balkanize America and turn whites against blacks, etc. This doesn't start in a Democrat Party, Al. It's way deeper than that. The Democrat Party is a part of the program together with the establishment media.
Chris, we're going to be talking about that more in the next segment. I find that to be, number one, I'm in complete agreement with you on that one. And number one, I hate to see it happening. And I truly hope that cooler heads can prevail in this situation. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, stick around. We're going to be right back with the final segment of KER Politics. Just want to say one thing. It's a barn burner. We want to get all of your opinions.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up Politics, a rather emotional time for me, I have to say. You know, Chris, you were talking about something in the last segment. You were talking about really where somebody is going to hurt America big time. And they're going to basically attempting to change the philosophy of our country. They're trying to wipe out the Judeo-Christian origins of our country. They're trying to wipe out any, and that obviously implies that they're trying to wipe out any type of morality that exists in our country. And that really does seem to be the case right now. I mean, I can go on and on and on right now talking about examples. You know, I'm looking, for example, at who's getting front page coverage on Drudge. You know, a gay woman by the name of Rachel Maddow. Okay, then I look at some of the other politicians in our society who are getting a lot of press right now. Gay individuals, number one, who are definitely in the minority. I look at Seattle, Washington, the mayor of Seattle, a city in absolute disrepair, embarrassing amount of disrepair, is a gay woman. That particular segment of our society, rightly or wrongly, and I think wrongly, is getting all the press right now. And the Democrats or somebody is basically appealing, or not appealing, but recruiting that element of society along with racial minorities. What the hell's going on, Chris?
Well, as I said, you know, it's something that shows that the Democrat Party is a part of a broader plan. I, you know, made a couple comments on it in the last segment. I think the more important thing to look at, however, is that by embracing and spending all of its time on identity politics and all this kind of stuff, to me, and I've seen some really good progressive writers come out and point this out, and a truly progressive candidate like a Tulsi Gabbard, not the establishment hacks that the Democrats usually trot out otherwise, that all of this focus by the Democrats on anything anti-Trump, anything anti-Christian, anything anti-traditional family and so forth has really taken them out of the game of being a viable opposition party. And if I was a Democrat and sincerely concerned about my country and the future and so forth, I would want a party who, rather than pushing Donald Trump into even being more of a warmonger, that would hold his feet to the fire instead. After all, Donald Trump is a guy who, when he ran for president, said NATO is obsolete. We should get rid of it. It's a money pit. He said that we should have friendly relations with Russia because, in part, of the Democrat Party's attacks on him, he's been pushed in the other direction. Also dragged that way by the neoconservatives that he has stupidly surrounded himself with. So instead we have a guy now crowing about record defense spending. We have a guy crowing about how we're going to bring Brazil into NATO. Really? Brazil? Really? A guy crowing about now he's browbeating Europe to spend more money on military stuff as well. I mean, come on. If we had a viable opposition party, somebody would be saying something about this. But we don't have a viable opposition party. And so people who are still middle-of-the-road Democrats are going to be driven increasingly, some of them holding their nose, toward reelecting Trump next year, all else being equal. You know, I read a really good commentary recently, and I mentioned this to you off the air, about how what we're seeing unfold could be a replay of what the Democrat Party did to itself in 1972. In 1968, they ran an establishment candidate, a supposed safe choice, Hubert Humphrey, against Richard Nixon. You had Wallace thrown into the mix, too, who was the first third-party candidate in almost, you know, about 80 or 90 years at the time that actually won some states. So it was a very tight race. And with the establishment candidate, the Democrat Party very narrowly lost to Nixon. And rather than figure out why that establishment candidate lost, and of course, I felt sorry for Humphrey because he lost because he was the vice president of a hugely unpopular president who was presiding over a hugely unpopular war. So what did the Democrats do? Instead of finding a better middle-of-the-road candidate to appeal to middle America, they went far to the left, nominated George McGovern, who was a decent enough man, but whose policies did not represent in any way, shape, or form at that time, right or wrong, the mainstream of the country. And he got smoked. And the Democrat Party, if it continues its course, is going to do the same thing again. They'll find one of these far-left whack jobs to be the nominee because that's what is controlling the party right now. And when they could, maybe on some issues, draw some blood from Trump and beat him, they'll snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. So, and you'll notice, Al, that I have a habit. I don't call them the Democratic Party. They proved with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Hilda Beast and everybody else that there is nothing democratic about that party. So like my late friend, I love the guy, Jim Traficant, even though he was a registered Democrat, he even called them the Democrat Party because there's nothing democratic about them.
You know, one thing I want to bring up that I think is very interesting is that the guy who I think right now is going to draw a lot of attention from the conservatives, interestingly enough, because of the stance that he and his city have taken on this guy, Jesse Smollett, is Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. He is beside himself with the fact that Mr. Smollett is walking free and clear, as is the chief of police of Chicago, as is the entire police force of Chicago. Now, I have to say that I don't know a lot about Rahm Emanuel as a person. All I know is that he was very close, for whatever reason, to Barack Obama. And it would strike me that would be kind of interesting if Rahm Emanuel, talk about a dark horse, threw his hat in the ring, saying, you know, enough is enough. I'm a tough Chicago guy. I can't put up with this political correctness. It's hurting our country. I'll tell you what he would do. He would send probably the only viable candidate right now among the Democrats, and that would be Joe Biden. He would send Biden screwing for the exits, because I think that Rahm Emanuel probably would be a force to be reckoned with. And I think he's tough enough that he could debate our president effectively. Any comments on that?
Well, I'll disagree, because I think Rahm Emanuel does not want to get national attention to vet him and his connections. So I don't think that there's any way that that speculation would come true, nor that he would outdo Joe Biden. I think that if the Democrat rank and file in this country had their way, Joe Biden would be the nominee. But within the party, the people that pull the strings, the people that behind the scenes control the Democrat Party, have a different agenda, and I believe they want a more extreme candidate. So you don't have to worry about most likely Emanuel or any other middle-of-the-road, suppose a dark horse, or probably even Joe Biden getting the nomination.
Well, I'm not so sure, and the reason I say that is because I've done an awful lot of research of late, including interviews, et cetera, on what I would call the socialist arm of the Democratic Party. Yes, many of them, particularly among millennials, are gaining traction, gaining a huge amount of traction, but the fact of the matter is only 17% of Americans polled have any positive feelings whatsoever towards socialism. Chris, I'm going to give you the last vote here. We've got, 40 seconds left. You got it. It's all yours, man.
Well, in my current issue, I talk about this somewhat, but one of the most intriguing things to me is going to be how this whole thing about socialism unfolds between now and next year. Don't ever forget that Republicans are the borrow and spend party. We just had a record, all-time record, the month of February, for a one-month record for the federal deficit. If you have any of these Democrats, even the progressive ones, that are able to properly articulate modern monetary theory and run properly against debt and Wall Street, you're going to have a real fun thing on your hands, but that's a subject for another day.
And we're going to get you back, Chris. You're great.
Never forget, Republicans are as much socialists as Democrats are. The beneficiary of their socialism are banks, corporations, and the military.
There you have it from Chris Temple. Got to get some comments from you guys.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.